Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 29, 2026. Today's headlines center on ETF fee competition, weekly ETF outflows and rising policy and security risk. Bitcoin's recovery near $66,000 is described as uncertain after a $13.45 billion options expiry, and spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded about $296 million in weekly outflows, snapping a four-week inflow streak and weighing on BTC liquidity. Ethereum controls 58% of the $16.5 billion real-world asset market. Bitcoin hash rate reclaimed about 1.02 ZHS even as hash price slid lower. GameStop confirmed it holds 4,710 BTC, about $368 million, and said a recent on-chain transfer was collateral for a covered call strategy on Coinbase Prime, not a sale. Policy moves elevated risk this week. The UK sanctioned Zinbi, linking the crypto guarantee marketplace to $19.9 billion in illicit flows from 2021 to 2025 and freezing UK-linked assets while barring UK entities from transacting with it as part of a multi-jurisdiction crackdown. US authorities have investigated Bitmain over potential espionage and risks to the power grid, a concern highlighted by Senator Elizabeth Warren in a letter to the Commerce Secretary. Canada proposed banning cryptocurrency donations to election campaigns. On the institutional and liquidity front, Morgan Stanley set a 0.14% fee for a spot Bitcoin ETF, undercutting rivals as it targets an early April launch. That fee shock and the current outflow run could reshape market share and BTC liquidity. Watch the Morgan Stanley launch and the next weekly ETF flow print for directional cues. Bhutan liquidated roughly $120 million in Bitcoin since early 2026, and a World Foundation subsidiary sold $65 million of WLD tokens via OTC deals as the token hit an all-time low near 24 cents. Other market structure notes. Binance's OTC desk reported a spike in volume, signaling greater institutional use of private liquidity channels. Lido plans an 8.5% LDO supply buyback after whales sold nearly 80 million tokens. Key catalysts to watch are the Morgan Stanley ETF launch, the next weekly ETF flow print, and whether Bitcoin can sustain a move back toward $66,000. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.